SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. New research suggests online political ads have become a lucrative platform for scammers trying to harvest your personal financial information. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Many political ads on social media are legitimate, but it turns out weak regulations and enforcement mean the ads have become a sprawling web of misinformation and ripoffs. Click here, the ads say. Take a survey, get a free gift, give us your credit card number for shipping, and get scammed. Professor Jennifer Stromer-Galley led research for the Election Graph Project at Syracuse University. Their dive into sites found ads that promised free political merchandise but didn't mention an $80 charge that would later appear. Right-leaning ads were more likely to target men. Progressive ads were more likely to target women. I'm Jennifer King.
Speaking at a NATO summit event in Washington today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Ukraine's Air Force is getting a boost from alliance members.
As we speak, the transfer of F-16 jets is underway, coming from Denmark, coming from the Netherlands. And those jets will be flying in the skies of Ukraine this summer.
NATO advances assurances that Ukraine will be allowed to join the Western military coalition, but only after its war with Russia ends. The House has passed a bill requiring proof of U.S. citizenship for voter registration. House Speaker Mike Johnson says those in America illegally cannot be allowed to sway U.S. elections.
If just a small percentage, a fraction of a fraction of all those illegals that Joe Biden has brought in here to vote, if they do vote, it wouldn't just change one race. It might potentially change all of our races.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 429 points. The Nasdaq rose 218. The S&P advanced 56. This is SRN News. A new look at church switching. SRN's Bill Alexander has more on the story.
According to Lifeway Research, a lot of Americans leave the church they've been attending for another one at some point in their life. And the reason is actually pretty mundane. Lifeway's latest poll finds most switchers who change churches as adults did so because of a residential move, not driven by any issue with their former church. Those who are dissatisfied usually have a problem with the pastor. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The Australian government has named a special envoy to confront a rise in anti-Semitism across the country since Hamas's attack on Israel last fall. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says a similar envoy will also soon be appointed to challenge Islamophobia. The Prime Minister's own Sydney offices has been targeted with pro-Palestinian graffiti as rival activists clash over the Israel-Hamas war. This is SRN News. Statisticians and demographers are sounding the alarm about threats to official data gathering in the U.S.
They warn that funding for the federal statistical agencies is inadequate, and measures in a House appropriations bill could undermine what Americans know about themselves. A report from the American Statistical Association also warns the agencies lack protections against political interference. Advocates are concerned about a bill on Capitol Hill, which they say would limit how many times a respondent can be contacted by federal agencies and would therefore miss many more people.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A pair of government regulators slapped Citigroup with a $135.6 million fine on Wednesday, saying the bank has made insufficient progress in resolving long-standing internal control and risk issues. More details at SRNnews.com.